This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, E.T.'s Tom Hanks exclusive.
Here they come.
Back to work after battling coronavirus.
The movie I wanted to be in.
Only we're behind the scenes. Then,
hey, Bubba.
We're with new dad, Dr. Star Travis Stork, after his baby boy's dramatic delivery.
He's 2 weeks old today.
Plus, TV updates from Jane Lynch.
The fat suit is very warm, by the way.
From Mrs. Maisel to her star-studded game show.
You had Kristen Bell, you had John Legend and Nick Jonas.
It's funny what you learn about people.
And
who you gonna call?
OG Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson reveals new sequel secrets.
Getting back with the other guys, it was spiritual.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are so excited to share this with you, our major Tom Hanks exclusive. Now, before Tom became the world's most famous COVID-19 survivor, he tackled one of the most ambitious movies of his legendary career.
We have enemy contact bearing 087.
No one has any idea if they are going to make it.
U-boat, starboard bow!
What you did yesterday got us to today.
It's not enough, Charlie. Not nearly enough. You want to find out something grander about the human condition so that you're part of something that is just bigger than yourself. That, to me, is the great power of cinema.
Tom, who plays a Navy captain in Greyhound, says he sees a similarity between the World War II story and the pandemic we're living through. Quote, no one has anything other than a best educated guess of when the world is going to be through with this. All we can really do is our part, the same way as all those guys on board, and hope for some combination of providence and serendipity. Tom and his wife Rita stunned the world when they were diagnosed with COVID-19 in Australia in March.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are being cared in one of our world-class hospitals in Queensland.
And he just made this plea. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands.
I have been the celebrity canary in the coal mine for the coronavirus.
How is quarantine life?
You know, it is what it is. And in some ways, it's been a very creative time, and it's also been a very reflective time.
Tom, who's known as the nicest guy in Hollywood, has been spending his post-recovery time just how you might expect. He and Rita donated their plasma to help in the fight against coronavirus. In April, they celebrated their 32nd wedding anniversary, making a lovely dinner from home. And when this Australian boy was bullied because his name is Corona, Tom sent him a typewritten letter of encouragement along with the Corona brand typewriter he wrote it on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tom also hosted SNL.
Stay safe. We are in this for the duration.
Fire is there!
In Greyhound, out next Friday on Apple TV Plus, Tom plays a first-time captain crossing the Atlantic. He also wrote the script.
Just imagine any way a sheep would try to escape a pack of wolves, and you've got a ship trying to get away from the Nazi submarines. That was the game of the Battle of the Atlantic.
It's the kind of embattled commander role Hanks loves, just like the heroic Captain Sully, the Army Ranger in Saving Private Ryan, and astronaut Jim Lovell in Apollo 13.
I don't think there's any commander that doesn't have this innate fear of being wrong, but that has to be conquered.
So what's next for Tom?
I will be playing, if all goes according to plan, Colonel Tom Parker.
The 63-year-old is playing Elvis's manager. Production was just getting underway in Australia when Tom was diagnosed and the pandemic hit. Officials say they want to resume production as soon as it's safe.
time for some baby news, because the doctor's ER physician, Travis Stork, just had his very own exciting delivery. His newborn son, Grayson, who just made his TV debut on ET.
Am I allowed to have him in this? Is he allowed to partake? If I take the bottle away, he will be part of the interview and be happy to let his vocal cords be shared with the world. My wife even, you probably can't see it, but my wife got this, it says Dr. Daddy t-shirt for me, and she loves for me to wear it.
Oh my gosh, you look like a natural, Doc.
He's 2 weeks old today. He was in the NICU initially, but he's doing great. So when he came out, he was having a lot of trouble breathing. He had meconium in his lungs. It's basically babies have to go poop while they're still in the womb. And then if that happens, they can inhale it. It can get in their lungs. I think his mom, very traumatic moment for her when your baby's born and he's whisked away. I did not get a hold of him for the first 24 hours of his life. You know, he was in one of those little incubators. And after about 24 hours, his lungs really started to improve. So we're very lucky. You hear that? He's tooting. Grayson, you're tooting on TV, buddy.
Way to make your debut, man.
Hey, Bubba.
So this is the part of parenting that we're at that point in the feeding where we're going to give the little guy a little burp action.
This proud hands-on papa told me he's grateful to be working from home to maximize their time together. He's still producing new podcast episodes of The Travis Stork Show, but it remains to be seen when he will return to the doctor's set.
I'll tell you this. First 2 months of a baby's life, their immune system is still developing. They don't have any of their vaccinations. My wife and I have really made it a goal to minimize any possibilities of this little guy, you know, getting a serious infection. Obviously, COVID is included in that. Heck, using this technology, this may be my new norm.
Yeah. Grayson, mister, there's no doubt you are already melting so many hearts out there.
I think you did a good job. What do you think? No stage fright whatsoever.
I know, just a toot.
Rachel, real quick, it was more than just a toot. The diaper changing table is about 10 feet away. Grayson and I will be there shortly.
Good luck with all that diaper duty, Doc, because you are gonna need it. Okay, let's talk Ghostbusters, because if you were like me, you cannot wait for the OG cast to reprise their roles in Ghostbusters Afterlife. But for the man who played Winston, Ernie Hudson, he told Kevin having his role reduced in the original film still haunts him today.
The studio made the decision to reshape the character. For me, so the character now is coming in halfway through the movie.
Welcome aboard.
I love this town!
Being African-American, working in an industry, I want to react what I'm feeling, but... And then when the movie came out, you know, not being on the poster.
I've only been with the company for a couple of weeks, but I gotta tell you, these things are real.
36 years later, Ernie says he isn't bitter. Instead, he looks for the joy in every situation. Oh! In fact, you'll see him reunite with the Ghostbusters team in the sequel.
Getting back with the other guys and Sigourney and Annie Potts.
We got
one! Yeah, it was spiritual. And the new cast is extraordinary.
Who are you gonna call?
The sequel comes out next year, and until then, you can see Ernie... Well, kind of everywhere. He's Lily Tomlin's boyfriend on Grace and Frankie, a former cop in L.A.'s Finest, and is executive producer and star of the BET Plus drama, The Family Business. Season 2 begins streaming today.
The Family Business is a wonderful show about a family that's... doesn't feel compromised or victimized. I've seen it in Sopranos and Godfathers, but I hadn't seen a Black powerful family. I feel very, very thankful.
We do a lot of business together.
Very cool. Meanwhile, the TV family from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel had to halt production on season 4 due to the pandemic. But Jane Lynch told me not all hope is lost for the cast to return.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of each other in the future.
I hope so.
Have you had any word about when you're going to start production?
Yeah, I think, you know, we shoot in New York, and I think they are thinking about late fall. So we're hoping, you know. I've heard all sorts of things, like everybody getting tested almost every day, to taking temperatures every day. And Hollywood itself has been trying to figure out a way to shoot things now in this new world. Yeah. So it'll be put to the test, I think. Maisel will probably be one of the first ones out.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, it's a tough gig, did they tell you that?
They did.
Producers for Mrs. Maisel are already working on plans to return to set. Same is true for the team at This Is Us, whose writers are meeting on Zoom. The crew from The Bold and the Beautiful is already shooting.
My celebrity pals and I aren't just doing this because we're stir crazy.
As for Jane's other TV role, hosting Hollywood Game Night, well, she and a few celeb friends social distanced and made a quarantine special.
You had Kristen Bell, you had John Legend and Nick Jonas.
Right.
It was so fun to see that episode. And I was like, John Legend, you don't know the words to YMCA. Come on now.
Let's hear it for the YMCA.
That is not correct. Couple of words all messed up in there.
It's funny, isn't it? It's funny what you learn about people. I'm in charge of the rules, which is kind of like herding cats. But you kind of just allow the fun to happen.
Ah! 3 points!
Sunday's finale on NBC was taped before the lockdown. Jane will be watching from home with her adorable pets.
That's Rumi.
Rumi!
Hey, doggy.
Oh, Rumi's so cute.
We've had 4. Bernice, who is also a black cocker.
Have you done anything in particular for pets during this COVID stint?
Yeah, there's a mobile pet van that has been going all over Los Angeles, and I supported that. It's called Elevet, and they're helping the homeless and lower income folks who can't afford veterinary care, and so I was very happy to do that.
We got to take care of our fur babies, right, Spike? Yeah. All right, well, get ready to meet the couple shaping up to be the next Chip and Joanna Gaines. Yay! We're with the husband and wife team making over an entire town.
Isn't that amazing?
Behind the scenes of HGTV's biggest renovation ever.
That's really inspiring.
Then, remember when tickets to Hamilton sold for thousands of dollars? Now you can watch the award-winning show from your couch.
You can see with your whole family.
We did it ourselves.
We're with Lin-Manuel Miranda and the cast.
What's your name, babe?
Alexander Hamilton.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Welcome to ET.
Thanks for
first
having
time
us.
For everything.
Meet Ben and Aaron Napier. They're sort of the new Chip and Joanna Gaines of HGTV. More than 30 million have watched their show Hometown since the season 4 premiere in January. It just got picked up for season 5, and the happily married parents of sweet 2-year-old Helen have a pretty epic story.
When we first got married, he was a minister and I'm an artist, and that means the smallest budget imaginable. So yes. We just did everything ourselves to get the house that we wanted.
How the heck did you guys end up on HGTV then?
Instagram
is magic. Yeah, there are people watching that you just can't imagine will change your life.
And yeah, they asked if we wanted to do a TV show. Here we are.
Tennessee whiskey.
The couple is so popular, they even have celeb fans. Chris Stapleton gave them this Airstream, and we've got an exclusive look inside.
I wanted the living room to feel cozy. White countertops just felt right because the walls were white.
We didn't skimp on the bed. I wanted to be able to sleep. Honestly, I think our favorite thing about it is going to be traveling.
In September, Ben and Aaron plan to travel in their newly renovated Airstream for HGTV's biggest makeover ever, Hometown Takeover.
It's going to take a lot of help and a huge team.
Over 5,000 people made videos of their hometowns, and in tonight's HGTV special, you can see some of those submissions and find out why Wetumpka, Alabama was ultimately chosen.
There's a really strong community that was already trying to come back, and then that tornado hit, and they continued to try.
It didn't stop them, and that's really inspiring.
I really dig those two. Now, here's something that will lift your spirits just in time for the 4th of July.
Just you wait.
Hamilton hits TV, how the small screen version differs from the Broadway hit.
That was really one of the reasons we wanted to film this.
Then it's Thursday.
What is love bombing? And what should you do if you've been love bombed?
We'll be right back.
Sad news for the Broadway community this week when it was announced that all 41 theaters on the Great White Way won't reopen until 2021. But in less than 24 hours, you can enjoy one of the greatest musicals of all time, Hamilton, from the comfort of your own home.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
I'm really grateful that in a time when there is no live theater, we are this giant love letter to live theater.
But no one else is in the room where it happens.
Snagging a seat in the room where it happens on Broadway was not an easy task. The show has been sold out every night for almost 5 years. There's a ticket lottery, and some fans paid over $10,000 just for one seat. Disney reportedly paid $75 million for the movie rights.
The whole world can score a set of tickets to Hamilton.
Like a living room's worth of tickets. You can see with your whole family.
Accessibility was so important to us. That was really one of the reasons we wanted to film this.
The musical, streaming tomorrow on Disney Plus, tells the story of founding father Alexander Hamilton. Think of it as a history lesson with a hip-hop edge.
Well, the word got around. They said this kid is insane, man.
The tagline of the musical is the story of America then, told by America now.
All of the problems and paradoxes and fights at the present at the founding are still here. And that includes the original sin of slavery, that includes systemic racism, that includes gun control.
The whole show, he's basically saying, this is what I believe America is to be.
We're seeing that it is a light, I think, forward in a time of great pain and a need for revolution.
To your union,
to your union, to the revolution,
and the hope that you provide.
One change from the Broadway version, Lynn edited a few song lyrics, removing some swear words to make it Disney-friendly.
We filmed it over 3 full days in front of 2 different audiences, and then in between those days, they were able to get up on stage and do some Steadicam things without an audience.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait, just you
What do you think is going to be different post-COVID when we get back into the theaters?
I think when somebody coughs, they're going to get more stares than they did before.
Hopefully by that time, because of this pause, we will sort of reassess, like, why is it that we feel it's so necessary to gather as human beings?
Let's keep theater alive through all of this.
The arts are so important. Well, Hamilton might just be the distraction you need if you've been love bombed. Yep, that's a thing in the dating world, and it is not great. And tonight's Thursday with Matthew Hussey is here to help.
Love bombing.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
A relatively new term given to the phenomenon of someone coming into your life, making you fall in love with them, and then disappearing.
Gone, gone, gone.
They don't feel lovable unless someone is falling in love with them and you were the collateral damage in that equation.
Why me?
What I'm interested in is how you can feel better today if this is you and how you can avoid it in the future.
Please, please tell me.
Number one, recognize that you're not crazy for being heartbroken.
I can't sleep. I've lost 10 pounds. My suits are wearing me.
This person gave you an image of themselves as someone wonderful, and an image of what you may have been building together that was wonderful.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Which brings me to number two. We need to walk back your image of this person, which is based on a false impression of how wonderful they are.
Look at you.
Okay, I see now.
Narcissists can give a great first date when they want you to go home and tell all of your friends how incredible they are. So however perfect you think they are right now, temper it with a much more sober image.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
Which is where number three comes in. We need to qualify how much attention someone is giving us with how much time we've actually known them for.
We just met, baby, yeah.
If you feel the amount that this person is gushing over you, the amount of promises they're making, are not organic to the amount of time they've actually known you, you need to modify your expectations.
Girl, you better check yourself.
All right, coming up, the sweet way Dick Van Dyke is honoring fellow legend and friend, the late Carl Reiner, next.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Tomorrow night, CBS will re-air two colorized episodes of The Dick Van Dyke Show. It's a perfect tribute to Carl Reiner, who, besides his children, considered the classic sitcom his greatest achievement.
There's the little lady who puts you out of business.
Carl created, wrote, and co-starred on the show, which won 15 Emmys. He played Dick's boss, Alan Brady.
Look at it this way. I'm not 29 anymore. I'm an established genius.
We saw the special bond between Carl and Dick when we surprised Carl with one of Alan's old toupees.
Is it on straight?
No, you gotta turn it a little bit. He let me do my physical comedy, which I love God. To do. He'd just say, Dick does 5 minutes here. He let me sing and dance. It was the most creative time of my life.
We've enjoyed our legacy. Every once in a while, I'll look at an old show and marvel at the talent of these wonderful people.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.